You're listening to the It's Her Time podcast with Cody and Jess. Hi, welcome back to the It's Her Time podcast. My name is Cody Sanders, and I'm a holistic health practitioner and functional nutritionist, and I want you to be your own best health advocate. And that's why I do these episodes every single week. And you may have noticed that this month in particular, I've been teaching us or having guests come on and talk about the effects of toxins on our health in areas that we might not have considered. So today we are talking about why it is so important to be aware of the toxins that are in our beauty products and how these toxins, or also what they are called, our endocrine disruptors, affect our hormone health. You may be surprised some of the things that you are suffering with or dealing with as far as symptoms go, that it actually could be attributed to the skincare that you're using or the makeup that you're using or the fragrances that are surrounding you. I'm excited today because I have an expert who's going to come and share with us about why this matters, what we should look for, and what we can do about it. Her name is Mindy McKenzie, and she is the interim CEO of an amazing company. I'm sure you've heard of it, Clean Beauty, and they are the pioneers, called Beauty Counter. So I'm excited for you to get to know her. She's a really dear friend now, and I think you guys are going to learn a lot from her. But before we go into her episode, let's join Jess for a Mixers Girl Say.
Today on our Mixers Girl Say, we're actually going to shake things up a bit.
Let's do it.
And we're going to talk about where our customers have been taking Mixers products.
I would love to know. Where are you taking our Mixers products today?
And the fun part about our products is we, on purpose,
yes,
make them so easy to take everywhere with you. Throw them in a purse, take them on the go. Where do you take your mixers?
Everywhere. Always. There's always a stash in my purse because for me, but also because wherever I go, people, I'm always sharing them. And so it's just nice. To work, in the car, working out, all these places. Yeah. Yep.
I'm with you. So these are some customers that wrote in and told us. One girl wrote, which I love this because obviously it sounds like she has her time as part of her routine.
Way to go,
she
girl.
She says, right at home, part of my morning, and also I'm on my period. So
beautiful.
Perfect. Yeah. Nailed it. On a movie date with my son. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah.
And that's one of my...
Smart.
So one of my favorite things to do is when I know that I'm like going to a kid's party or a movie, like she said, I actually do love to take, like to take a stick of something because I know that I like the flavor. I enjoy water even more with mixers. And then I'm not drinking soda,
or just something
that for me, when I finish drinking soda, I just feel like not great.
So, and like with the movies, I feel like that's my one of my biggest trigger places because it's like they totally design it like that.
Drinks,
you go
candy.
In, you smell it, and it's like you can't even sit and watch a movie and the whole time you're thinking, I should be eating popcorn and drinking soda right now. But then afterwards, you feel like junk. And so this is a perfect thing. It's what I do too, because you can just sneak it right in. Nobody even knows.
Yep.
And you can either buy a water bottle there at the theater and just put it in, or you could even sneak your water bottle in too. I don't think a lot of places
didn't hear
care.
It from us, but
no, we would never do that, but you could.
Traveling hockey weekend. I love it. We have some hockey players on our team.
We do.
We love it.
We have a
traveling
girl that is
hockey
obsessed
weekend.
With hockey.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
I'm sure it was a tournament of some kind. We love it. I always love taking my mixers with me, like traveling.
Yeah.
On the plane. I feel like when I travel, you already feel off. Just something when you travel is just like you're, I don't know, something's off. So I love taking our products just because then I can stick with my routine and it helps me on my trips.
Yeah.
Taking my mixers, greens at home today. My kids love having their portion too. We look forward to it every day.
Aww. Fun.
That's so cute.
I love that kids love her greens. And then obviously we have mixed kids too. Yep. That's so yummy.
And I think it's fun for kids because they feel like that's the whole purpose of why we created mixed kids is because so many kids were like wanting to sip mom's drink.
Yeah.
And so it's fun. It's become this thing where moms and their kids like have a ritual together. So remember, take us with you wherever you go. We want to hear about it. Send us pictures. Let us know where you've been. And we love that we're a part of your day.
Yay. Thank you.
Mixers is a company made for women by women. Each of our products have been carefully and lovingly crafted to support you in all stages of your life, providing you with the optimal health you deserve. Each ingredient we handpick is 100% all natural, backed by science, and chosen specifically to better your life physically, mentally, and hormonally. Each product empowers your body to take charge of its monthly hormonal shift and flows, empowering you to live life to the fullest. Let Mixers take care of your needs from sunup to sundown, and you take care of the rest. Check us out at mixers.com, M-I-X-H-E-R-S.
All right, Mindy, let's have you say hello to the girls that are on the show that are tuning in. I'm really excited for them to get to know you and hear about what just an amazing woman you are, as well as just the knowledge that you have in the company that you are currently now the CEO of. I just want to get into all of that today. But first of all, let's just get to know you. Tell us a little bit about you.
Well, hi, Cody. Thank you for having me. And hello to your fabulous audience. I follow you on social media, which is so fun. And you just have the best posts, Cody. So
I don't know about that.
So what do you want to know? Like, I'm 53. I'm post-menopausal. Let's start there. Like, we want to talk hormones. It's
always
real.
We always talk about hormones. And there's so many different ages and stages of life in our audience right now. And so, yes, for all of us girls that are at that phase of life.
Yeah. So I'm a Midwestern gal born and raised in Michigan, but have like lived all over the world and have the privilege right now of serving Beauty Counter, which is a clean beauty company and a really exciting and different company. So, but I've been a best-selling author and a corporate executive and done all sorts of things in my career. And more importantly, I'm a mom and a spouse. And so, yeah, just living life.
So great. I got to know Mindy. She and I spoke at an event in Florida a couple months back, and I feel like we instantly hit it off. I just instantly felt like we need to be best friends. Too bad that we don't live in the same place, but maybe we can just connect here and there once in a while. But it was so fun because I got to know her, and she was so fun. Her husband was so fun. And I spoke after Mindy, and I don't know if I've ever even talked to you about this, Mindy, but this is something, a little moment for us to laugh a little bit. It's so funny. So Mindy went up on stage, she went up there and killed it. And I hadn't been able to go in and listen to the previous speakers to really hear what they were saying, but I was so happy that I went in and listened to Mindy's talk, because as I was sitting there, have I told you this?
No.
You gave like 5 of my speaking points. Did you know that?
I did not.
No. No. I was like, oh my goodness, this is my talk. This is what I'm going to be speaking on. And
oh, no.
I was sitting there and I was like, okay, improvise. We got to figure out what I'm going to be saying next that they're not hearing. But it was awesome because Mindy, I was like, oh, yep, I knew it. Great minds. No, I'm just kidding. We were very much on the same page, very much.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I love that. And I just appreciated it so much. And I had a little chuckle because I was like, okay, but you know what? I got out there and I just spoke from my heart. And I actually think it ended up being better. I think you like definitely like really prepared the audience, and they were very inspired by so many of the things that you shared about you personally and just the things that matter most to you. And I just thought, I'm just going to go and try to add to what Mindy said. So it was awesome.
Well, thank you for that. I thought the event was just so, it was just so soul filling and
truly,
obviously such a good intent behind what Demi's trying to do with Unbreakable. Mm-hmm. And I just felt so privileged that we were there. But the most exciting part of the whole thing was having the chance to meet you and meet Demi and just build relationships. It was really, really fun.
You're so kind. Yeah, it is. It was super fun and such a great event. And our community loves Demi and knows all about how all of the good work that Demi is doing. This was at her Unbreakable event, like you just said. So it was great. We talked about it a few months ago. She was on the podcast. So if you want to go and listen into that podcast if you haven't listened to it before and hear a little bit more about Unbreakable and about what Demi's trying to do, the audience can go in and enjoy that episode again if they haven't so far. But okay, let's get into our episode. How about that? So today we're going to be talking because I feel like, first of all, you're a woman, you've gone through several different phases of life. You are the current CEO of a cosmetics and just beauty, you know, or company that's doing it right, I have to say. And actually, if you're watching me on YouTube, I am wearing Beauty Counter products. That's the makeup that I choose, my choice. And I always recommend beauty product because I feel like they're just really they're upstanding, they're doing the right things, they're making beautiful products that actually help to enhance our beauty as well. But we are going to talk today about why non-toxic beauty products matter when it comes to our hormone health, okay? I think so many times as women, especially, we don't think about, we think about the things we're putting in our bodies a lot, you know, like with mixers, we're thinking about the nutrients that are going inside of our bodies. But a lot of times we don't think about what we're putting on our bodies and how that can actually have a huge impact on our hormonal health.
Yeah, it certainly does. I mean, our skin is our largest organ. We all know that. The Environmental Working Group recently did a study. And the average American adult, Cody, uses 9 different products on their skin and their body a day on average. But those products have about 126 different chemical ingredients, right? And when you think about that and the fact that most Americans and in North America, because our business is in America and Canada, are really uneducated about what is in these products and what they're doing and the toxic overload that we're all dealing with now, it's a systemic issue that we're confronting.
It's huge. And, you know, I think the audience, maybe they know this, but maybe I think, like you said, many don't, is that a lot of these chemicals that are in these products are actually banned and illegal in other countries, but they are allowed to be in our products here in North America. And so we are being bombarded constantly. I always say whatever we put on our skin is just as absorbed as what we're putting in our mouth. It's like we're eating it. And yes. So it's so important for us in order to be our own best health advocates, we have to be aware of like exactly, you know, what we're being exposed to. And of course, we're not going to be able to completely, you know, avoid all toxic chemicals, but there are so many ways that we can help protect ourselves and set ourselves up for better success and not bombard our whole detoxification system. So let's just kind of break it down a little bit. So I, of course, you know, there's a lot of kind of like greenwashing and like, there's a lot of like phrases that are out there, but oftentimes I use the phrases too. And I'll say like clean, you know, so like if I was to say clean beauty, like what does that mean really? If I'm using that term, what does clean beauty even mean?
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you ask because right? It's not defined, a defined term, but at Beauty Counter, I'd like to step back and say this company's been around, Cody, for 10 years. Mm-hmm. And our founder, Greg Renfrew, who's this amazing woman, started the company because she noticed the health challenges that people were having, like all around her friends and family and people getting sick and unexplained illnesses. And she started to do research. And fast forward, she started Beauty Counter with a mission to get safer products into the hands of everyone. Now, we all say at Beauty Counter, that was not to get Beauty Counter products into the hands of everyone, although that would be beautiful for the business. That's not the point. It's actually to help consumers have better beauty choices. Because as you said, there are safer, better choices. And when we think about defining clean, for us, we have something we call the blueprint for clean, and it's 12 different pillars of standards and safety standards that we employ. We do, I will tell you, Cody, and for all your listeners, we have the highest standards in the industry, and we were the pioneer in clean beauty. The phrase really wasn't even kind of in the conversation over 10 years ago, and what Greg and our brand advocates, and I want to talk a little bit about these mostly amazing they're all amazing, mostly women. But the clean phrase, when Beauty Counter pioneered clean beauty and with our blueprint for clean, which does span our supply chain, our ingredient sourcing, we have something we call the Never List, which wasn't around a decade ago. Now all sorts of brands say they have Never List, but ours has over 2,800 chemicals of concern that we will not use to formulate. And that is our definition of clean, but that is not everyone's definition of clean. And I would say to all listeners and consumers, you cannot trust when a brand says that they are clean. You have to investigate and you have to literally advocate on your own behalf. But what Beauty Counter does is we make it easier for you because we have the highest standards. We have a team of safety scientists. We're researching all the time, the latest research that comes out on ingredients, and we add to our never list, but we also don't compromise on results. So you are have the beautiful face of makeup on. I'm wearing the same and the skincare and it feels good. What I love about our business is that we have the highest standards and we formulate with such precision because the safety and health of our consumers matter, but we also don't compromise on how effective products are. And I think that's where people get hung up because they feel like they can't have both. And that's just not true.
And that's what I love about it. You know, for years, I've been aware of all of these chemicals that are endocrine disruptors or hormone disruptors. Yep. And so I have, you know, looked and tried many other products that were considered non-toxic or clean, but they just didn't perform very well. And so I thought, okay, I'm like having to make a choice. And I know this sounds so silly, but I think you girls can all relate. I like makeup. I like to dress up. I like to do all of that. I'm kind of a girly girl. There's a little tomboy in me too. I wasn't quite ready to just be a total granola cruncher muncher. You know, I wanted to be able to have my lashes and I wanted to. And so I was looking constantly for something that I could recommend to other people that I could use personally, but I could enjoy using. And this is, I found Beauty Counter probably right at the, I'm probably one of the OGs. I even signed up back then to be an affiliate for Beauty Counter. I'm obviously not doing that anymore, but I still am constantly sharing, you know, when people ask me what I recommend, I always send them it to Beauty Counter. But there are better, you know, products that are coming out now, but I really do. And I can attest to everything that Mindy's saying is that Beauty Counter has really been the pioneers in this. And I love that you, because we feel passionate about this too, that education and transparency is so important. Yes, we want to provide really great products, but we also want people to understand like why, what is the science behind it? What is it that they should be looking for, whether they use our products or somebody else's, but let them, you know, let our consumers be their own best health advocates because they feel empowered with education.
Well, and it starts, Cody, with 100% ingredient transparency. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the first level that I think consumers need to look at and go, really, what's in here? And one of the reasons I was so excited to step into this role was because what our mission is, like, the high say-do connection. Like I was on the board and it was so inspiring to be involved with a company that has a mission like we do, but then to get into the day-to-day and confirm to myself with my own eyes, like, how do we make decisions? How do we formulate? How do we make a beautiful mascara or a lipstick or a blush or a powder, which, oh my God, I mean, formulation with super high clean standards is really difficult.
Yeah.
And it's difficult because the industry isn't regulated. Mm-hmm. And this is another area that I'd love to talk to you about today, because one of the things that part of this education, it's not just individual consumers, like you started at the beginning of our conversation, other countries ban like hundreds or thousands of chemicals, and the United States does not. And that has to stop.
It has to stop. And it's going to stop because each of us are starting to understand and learn. And so we're going to be demanding better. And so, yeah, absolutely. It is. And it's the same in the supplement industry as well. It's not regulated. We do go through all of the extra testing and things at Mixers, and it costs us a lot of money. And we're told often that we don't need to do that, but we're like, no, I'm a holistic health practitioner in functional nutrition. I created this because I want to give people a product that I can put my name behind, that I can say, you can trust this, because I'm going to make sure that you're getting exactly what you think you're getting and nothing else. Yeah.
That's right. And that's what I love about your company too. I think, and I also think there's something about women leading companies with heart And saying, I'm not going to cut corners because I care. And we all have, you know, wonderful husbands and sons. And I don't mean that in a divisive way, but I do think the world is changing and we need more female founders and female voices leading the charge. Because one of the things that I think women do brilliantly is to find the ultimate win-win solution versus it being, well, you know, it's either this or that. And that's like an old way of thinking and an old way of doing business. And but it is more expensive for brands like ours that have standards and that do the extra testing and that really go deeper and harder on behalf of consumers. That is more expensive as a business model. I mean, and it's a conscious choice, but it's the right thing to do. And it's the right thing for our consumers.
I love that. Yes, absolutely. Everything to what you just said. Amen. I do think men are amazing. And so of course, like we have so many amazing men that are supportive of our dream and our mission and stand right with us. And so grateful for that. But the heart, I think, is where it's almost like when we are putting our foot down and saying, no, this is what our standards are. It's, we get treated like we're just thinking outside of the box. You know, like this is just crazy, you know? And I'm like, is it? It shouldn't be crazy, but it, you know, but that is where we lead from oftentimes. And I'm glad for that. I can wake up each day feeling really, comforted and proud, you know, like I feel like, oh yeah, we're doing good things in the world. And so yeah, I love that too. Let's get into some of the ingredients. Cause I always love our audience to like understand all of this, but exactly know exactly what it is that they should be looking for. And I know you're not the scientist probably that's like formulating everything. And so I don't expect you to know, but I'm going to put you on a spot a little bit. Do you have like a way you can like refer people to go and find a list of things that absolutely should not be trusted if they are in cosmetic or beauty product?
Yes, for sure. Like, first of all, I would say we have a wealth of information on beautycounter.com that consumers can go to. And when you look at our mission, we've got fantastic blogs that are put out by our scientists and our mission team that constantly educating. So that's a nice source for consumers. But there are some absolute no-nos, phthalates, formaldehyde, talc. Like there's some big baddies out there that are unfortunately really harmful and ubiquitous in a lot of beauty and personal care products. But the other areas I'd say is BHA and BHT. Those are antioxidants that are used to extend product shelf life. And they are really dangerous. BHA is a known carcinogen. It's a known carcinogen and has hormone disrupting properties. BHT has known reproductive inhibiting and harmful traits, and also for respiratory issues, BHT is also associated with that. And though BHA and BHT can be found in things like mascara, deodorant, foundation, sunscreen, what's really scary about consumers in the US is they'll look at the marketing packaging and because it says, it might just say it's paraben free. Mm-hmm. So it's clean. Yeah. And that's good, but that's not enough. And then you look at the ingredient list and you're like, oh my God. And then I'd say the number one category, Cody, that is of the most alarming concern is the term fragrance.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because everything and anything can be hidden in the term fragrance. And that can be dozens or hundreds of ingredients. And so look for brands and companies that will be 100% transparent on ingredient lists. And I think part of what our consumers need to do and get more educated on is longer ingredient lists are not necessarily bad if the company has taken a stance to be transparent with all their ingredients. So like you can have fewer ingredients, but if you've got fragrance in there, buyer beware. And so there's things like that I think consumers should be really aware of. And then one of the things that really hurts my heart is a hydroquinone. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Hydroquinone.
You did good. Yes, that is right. Yeah.
That is a real really, really harmful chemical. And it is a skin lightening chemical. And when you think about women of color, and that entire, our sisters in that community, they are especially targeted in the, and that ingredient amongst many others are in beauty and personal care products. And it's especially harmful. And so the reality is that women of color are disproportionately impacted by these toxic ingredients, and we need to do better. And I'll say with all of these baddies, and it can be really frightening as a consumer, this is why, and it's not about the fact that I'm leading Beauty Counter on an interim basis, by the way, as the CEO, not forever. I've got to go on and do a few things with my own health, actually.
Yeah.
What I think is really important is that, yes, there are brands like ours, Beauty Counter and Mixers, that are doing the hard work. But the other thing that we're doing is we're advocating and changing laws. The legislative agenda has to change. And just so you know, in 2023, we changed the most laws and advocated for better laws, 4 laws in 23 alone. But the most important piece of legislation in the United States of America, legislation has not changed since, guess the year. I know I said this at 1938.
I was gonna say it has to be like almost 100 years ago. I mean, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so with the passing of MOCRA, which was the Modernization of Cosmetics Reform Act in December of 2022, which we helped pass, that sets the stage, and which goes into effect and has this year, January of this year, it starts to set the stage for some of this progress, because the narrative around, well, if we have increased legislation, then that will be negative for businesses, is simply not true. So there's education on two fronts. First of all, America needs to catch up and do better. But secondly, consumers and businesses need to realize if we have restricted ingredients and businesses, all beauty and personal care businesses and industries are forced to formulate to a higher standard, that benefits everyone. And it just helps the entire supply chain.
It truly does. And you might not think it's affecting you, but believe it or not, whether you're a woman or a man or whatever, you are being affected. You're being affected, and it's affecting you in ways that you might not be connecting the dots with. When you're just talking to about the certain chemicals that are the baddies. I like how you called them the baddies. When I was in practice, I would work with a lot of women who were dealing with infertility, for instance. I mean, there's so many things, but this specifically, and what a hard thing to have to go through. This is something that is physically and emotionally, I mean, I feel for every woman and man that has to go through this. But one of the things that I think a lot of the clients that I work with were surprised with when I was teaching them was to pay attention, well, yes, to their nutrition, but also what they are putting on their bodies, because it was having such a tremendous impact on their fertility. And they didn't even realize that they had been using products their whole life and not realizing what it, you know, like long-term consequence this was going to have on them. And so by doing so, you know, it's amazing. Our bodies are built to know how to detoxify. But they're built to detoxify natural substances better than unnatural substances. And so even though our bodies do their best to be able to do that, and in some ways can, it's, you know, it's, we're just overloading our body. And so that's where it is, like, where we can do better. We need the entire world to be educated and raise their standards. But as consumers, we actually have the most power in this, because I hate to say it, but money talks. You know, where you put your dollar, that's a vote. And so just be aware. We don't expect you to, you know, have to be quitting your full-time job to become a health advocate for everybody else. But even if you're just the health advocate for yourself personally and for your family, this has a huge ripple effect that positively impacts all of us.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I was just reflecting on BHA, which is found in diaper cream.
Yes.
A lot of the women in our community have come into the community, and you are an early adopter, which is just amazing. And thank you, by the way, for being part of the community for
the last 10 years
and a happy consumer. Come in when they have children. And so they haven't really thought about their own health until they have like an infertility problem or something and start to get a wider perspective on their health and what may be impacting it. But their children, and they realize they don't want to be using products on their babies. And that's where the education starts and the alarm bells start to ring as people dig in. But it's a different world. The world has changed even over the last 10 years. And I'd say any progress is good progress. And we are making progress. And the power does sit with the dollar that a consumer spends. Just every dollar that you're saying, no, I choose better. There is better beauty out there. There are better choices. And we have to, you know, raise our voices collectively together to help people know.
I love that. And I'm just so proud of you guys. That's amazing. You're like our big sister. Mixers is going to, you know, follow hopefully in the footsteps of Beauty Counter just because we feel passionate about it too. But we're just still working on our impact, you know, as far as, you know, getting to the level that you are, but I'm just so impressed with that. So I think we've established like what clean beauty is. And, you know, what we should be trying to avoid. And of course, the list is long. Like you were saying, almost 100,000 different chemicals, right? Like are being put under our body every single day. So it can get a little bit overwhelming. And sometimes I think we get a perfectionistic mindset. I know I used to, where it was like, oh my gosh, like I was just terrified of everything. Like thinking about the clothes I was wearing and the, you know, the air I was breathing and all of this. And I think I was actually causing my health to decline even more because I was so stressed out about it. Of course, as you get older, you learn a little wisdom. And I realize, you know, I just have to do what I can do. I'm always going to try like good, better, best. I'm always going to try to like, when I can, like choose something that's even cleaner. So those of you that are listening, I know I give this advice a lot, but I think it's something that has been super helpful for me and a lot of the clients that I worked with. If you're like in the shower and you're looking at your shampoo bottle and you're like, oh no, it has all of these batty ingredients in there. You may be able to today, like throw that away and get something better. But what you need to do instead of like stressing out your finances or stressing out your mental health and is to just know that like when you, it's time to buy more shampoo or whatever product, just choose better at that point and just make it a slow and progressive process instead of like thinking it's all or nothing. It'll end up benefiting you just fine in the long run. So I think that's something that we need to keep in mind as we share some of this stuff. Our intention isn't to just stress you out and make you terrified.
Right.
Yeah,
we're not. No, because I completely agree from an energetic perspective. I happen to think we're either like hooked into fear or we're hooked into love, and they're different vibrations, right? And so we can be trying to do the very best thing, but if you're sitting in terror and going, oh my God, you know, and everything I'm doing, that has a reverse negative effect, right? So you have to just take each self-loving, self-caring step forward that is practical for you to do. And I agree with you. And the other thing I'd say is for those that want to get more involved, and like we have our brand advocates, and there are about 40,000, mostly women across North America that are part of our community that are actively educating their friends, their families, their networks about safer beauty and better beauty and the opportunity. They're also making money while they're doing it.
Love
which
that.
Is wonderful. So one way in is when you, and Beauty Counter is an example of this, choosing a company to advocate for, you can actually get better pricing on the products for your own family. But it can also make money as you do good and spread the message and learn yourself. And over the last 8 months that I've been the CEO of this company, I've gotten to meet thousands of our brand advocates and hear their stories. And I was saying it was early last year when I was talking to some of these women, and I said, well, I feel a little insecure, like as CEO, and I don't know every ingredient. And they're like, we just keep learning, like every week and every month, we just keep learning. We just keep sharing and all of that. And we just know that, you know, you guys are doing the right thing. And so I would say it is a step by step. It's an incremental journey to better choices as consumers. And it doesn't have to be, to your point, all or nothing. So we can be gentler with ourselves as women, because that also tends to be an issue with it, you know, the beating.
I know.
Yeah, it's true. I feel like that's when we can thrive. You know, that's the type of environment and vibration. I love that you're my little hippie sister and understand.
Oh, I'm a hippie sister.
Totally.
I feel like all of that.
I feel like I get on here often and the girls that are listening are just probably like rolling their eyes. Like you just little hippie mama, witch doctor. I get called that a lot too. So, but yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think that it's amazing the way that I didn't intend this episode to become like a praise for Beauty Counter, although it is. But I like the way that it's empowering women, not only with their health, but also like their financial health. And I think that is truly like one of the biggest obstacles when it comes to people being able to make the right choice or provide the right products, you know, that are going to support their family's health or their own personal health is the financials, you know, because like we mentioned before, sometimes when you are out there looking for good, clean products, they do tend to be a little bit, more expensive.
Yep.
And so it's an investment and it's, we could talk till we're blue in our face saying it's worth it. It's worth it. Believe us. But it has to be something where it's, you have to, you know, like understand like, yes, it might not be a reality for every single person, which is unfortunate. And that's why you're going and working so hard and like working on our actual laws and, you know, everything like that.
Right.
So that we get our government support here as well. But take it a little here and a little there. But this is amazing that, you know, Beauty Counter provides an opportunity for women to not only get these amazing products, but also be able to share. I always say sharing is caring. So that's like what they're doing. They're sharing it with the girls in their life. And they're also able to make some money that can help to relieve some of that financial burden. I think it's awesome. I mean, we do that as well. You know, we try to have an affiliate program where these women can, you know, be able to, it's like a thank you. Thank you for sharing about our products, you know,
right.
Because
that's right.
It takes a group effort here, you know, like it, you know exactly what I'm saying. I just hope the women that are listening know, like we appreciate you sharing. It's something that we need to do. And the more we share, the better pricing is going to be, the better we're all going to feel in our bodies and in our skin. And
that's
so,
right. Yeah,
I love that you guys have that.
Yeah. I think the business model, like for both of us and again, I go back to there are solutions to make sure everybody can win and there's many paths to get there. And so I love affiliate models. I love the fact that consumers can share what they love with the people that they love and get a financial benefit from that. That is a good thing.
It is a good thing. All right. Let's talk a little bit just because I know I just want to keep you on here longer is all there is to it. No, but it's fun being, we've talked a little bit in this and this is a little different than the beauty industry and talking about toxins and things like that. But, because this is a woman led business and you as a woman, a CEO, I would love to have you share a little bit with our audience about what that experience has been like. What are some of the things that you've learned the most over the last 8 months? And I know that's gone beyond. You've had such the career. But over the last 8 months working in a female-owned and led company and being one of the leaders, what is something that you have noticed or learned?
Oh, wow. Well, so many lessons and learning. A couple things I would say, Cody, that relationships matter most. And what I mean by that is when you're coming in and leading an organization or small team or leading your family or leading a community group, the trust is the foundation of every relationship. And being able to build trust quickly with the people that you lead and serve, and I use the term serve very specifically because I'm a huge advocate of servant leadership. I do not believe in hierarchies. I believe it's an upside down pyramid. Leadership is about, my role as CEO is removing obstacles for the people that are trying to help our consumers, right? So the organization is trying to get the job done and I'm here to remove obstacles. And I think I truly believe that. But in order to know what obstacles there are, in order to know where the issues sit and to be able to get all the facts and have the right conversations at the right time to solve issues, you have to have relationships and you have to have built trust. And so I spend a lot of time on that in my business life and have for over 30 years. But that lesson has just come home to me, especially over the last year, being on this journey of leading this company and being in community with this community. It's about trust. It's about relationships so that you can get to the truth telling and so that you can have the open conversations and you can guide and lead along the way. And I'd be curious, I mean, you're a CEO and a founder. What's your kind of secret sauce as a leader?
I love everything you said. And I am the CPO, but my business partner is acting as our CEO. Her name's Jess Tolson. But yeah, that is how we lead as well. And I feel like the reason I was bringing this up in this conversation is because there are so many areas of our life that nourish us and feed us or can cause harm and toxicity in our lives, right? And so this episode is dealing with why it's important, you know, to know about what could be toxic and how it is affecting our hormone health. And it goes even beyond just the products that we're putting on our bodies, but it's also the people that we're surrounding ourselves with. And I love you. It was like, I just knew it. It's so funny, Mindy. I was like, oh, boom. You were exactly on the same page when you started going. So everything that you were saying is very true. And whether you are a CEO or a CPO of your own company, girls that you're listening, you are the CEO of your life. You're the CEO of the people that you have influence over. And so just taking that into consideration as well is something that is so important. It are the people that you're surrounding with, is this a relationship of love and trust? Or is it a relationship that is causing some toxicity and causing your body to actually respond in a negative manner because of the energy and because of the influence of some of this? So I just love that. I wanted to bring that up because I just know this about you and I know that's your leadership style and I've just really appreciated it. And I think that's part of what makes Beauty Counter a very healthy brand because it's not just the products, it's the community. It's the people that are behind it. It's the whole picture. And that's what we are trying to build at Mixers as well. So that's why I wanted you to talk about it. So thank you.
Oh, Cody. So here's for your listeners, here's a tip or tool. So if you're like, how do I really know if the people that are surrounding me are good for me or good for my health? And I call it chi sucking and chi giving.
Okay.
I ask, like I do a lot of speeches as well. And I talk about chi sucking and chi giving, like energy is chi, right?
But chi. Yeah. Gotcha. Chi,
right. I had somebody think through an entire talk that I was talking about cheese and I was like, not cheese. But literally it's that feeling in your gut when you see that person walking towards you and you're like, oh, dread and whatever, because the exchanges are energy sucking. Yes. And then I always turn it around and I ask myself this a great deal. Did I just suck chi in that interaction with the person or the group that I had, or did I give chi? Did I give energy? Mm-hmm. And I think everyone being much more conscious about them for themselves to take that responsibility, but also for the people around you, go, it's okay to be like, yeah, I really don't want that chi sucker in my life. So I'm not going to engage with that person. We need to move them along. Yes. And that's okay. Whether they're a customer or somebody that works for you or a family member, even if they're a family member, it's okay to say, yeah, I have boundaries. I really don't want to spend time with you.
Absolutely. You'd better to be a sharer than a sucker, right? And of the chi, of the energy that we give. And that is something that is always around us. So whether it's the people that you're surrounded with, or it's the products that you're actually using, or the food that you're eating, or the supplements that you are supplementing with, all of this should be benefiting and giving you that life-giving, vibrant energy that feel. That's what health is. That is health. That's the definition of health. This has been a super fun conversation and I absolutely adore you, Mindy. Thank you so much for being on. Is there anything else before we say goodbye that you want to share with the audience?
No, I just think what you're doing is amazing, Cody. And I would just affirm your service, because what you're doing is an act of heart-led service. And we just need more of that in the world. And so I'm so grateful to you for the community that you're building and the beautiful products that you're giving to consumers, but also just the heart and the intent behind what you're doing. It matters. So Thank you.
Well, right back at you for sure. I know Mixers really looks up to Beauty Counter. And so we love and appreciate you. I'm excited for our audience to connect with Beauty Counter, but also with you personally, because you are just like, you're a best-selling author. You're out there speaking, you're spreading so much good. And so I would love for you to share, like, what are the best ways that our audience can connect with you?
I am on Instagram, and so you can DM me on, and this is really awkward because I don't have just Mindy McKenzie. It's the Mindy McKenzie, which is really kind of weird, but somebody had already had it. So the handle a long time ago. And you can go to my website. I do women's retreats. I mentor women, and I probably author a little bit more, some more books in the future. And so I also speak at organizations. So you can go out to my website, www.mindymckenzie.com. And I'd be delighted to engage with your audience in any way that I can be of service. So.
I love that. You can find all this information in our show notes for sure. Mindy is a true woman's advocate. And we thank you for just making the world a better place, Mindy. It's so great. And we thank you for being our audience and for always just being such a loyal listener and somebody that is sharing these types of episodes with the women in your life. Yes, sharing is absolutely caring and it goes a long way. That little like that you give us, that little send that goes off to your friends or texts or emails or whatever on your social media makes a difference. You have no idea. There's a lot of us girls that are out there that are looking for solutions. We do want to live a healthy and fantastic life. And there are amazing tools that are out there. There's people out there that are doing things that are good that can help support this health and happiness in our life. So please share all you can, especially this episode. Mindy is an amazing woman. Beauty Counter is an amazing company. You can trust it. Know that I can put my name behind both of them. And with that, I hope you found this episode extremely helpful and that you can go feeling empowered when you're choosing the right products for you and your family. So until next week, when we come back with a new episode, I hope you have a very happy and healthy week. Bye.